morning, beautiful people. Good morning. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. I'm Cherie Hardy. God bless you and keep you always today and always. You know, I had not planned on doing another episode until next week. Got up, was getting ready to do my little morning devotional, and noticed that something popped up on YouTube, and it was about a young lady who was killed by the former girlfriend of someone that she was engaged to. And if you listen to my episode last night, the one that I published, well, I guess it was early this morning. Wow, it was early this morning. It was about this very thing. It was about infidelity. It was about cheating and how you have to, this is going to be another mother to daughter segment, you have to let people go when they cannot have one partner. It's one thing if you and a whole bunch of women agree that you're going to share this man. It's understood and everybody is at peace with it and everybody's good. Now, that happens, believe it or not, but that is rare. It's especially rare in this Europeanized or Westernized culture. So it's not something that is accepted. And to be quite frank, I know, I don't care what anybody says, I don't care how anybody interpreted that book we call the Bible, that is not God's will. That is not his plan for relationships. And so when you're with a person and you find out, and I'm going to tell you how I know this victim, God, first of all, let me back up. Condolences to the family of Maya Jennifer Simmons. Condolences to them, because from all accounts that I could pick up from what I saw, she was a humble person. She was a hard worker. She was a devoted mother, a devoted daughter, granddaughter. And she did what a lot of people do. She fell in love, or she got involved with the wrong guy. And what's interesting is she's dead. The woman that killed her, his ex-girlfriend or his current girlfriend, because actually he was dating both of them or playing with both of them. And I'm going to tell you why I believe he got with Maya. But anyway, and he's free. He is free as a bird. He is walking around. He's not in jail and he's not dead. And that's what will happen. And so I just wanted to reiterate what I was saying yesterday, is that, first of all, there's a crisis going on with our men. And it has been for a long time. Here we are. This happened in South Carolina. These are black people. Here we are free. And we take our freedom and we use it to kill, to steal, to destroy. And that is not God's plan for us. So let me go back. So the victim in this story, according to reports, is Maya Jennifer Simmons. She was killed by a woman that her ex, that her fiance, she was engaged to this guy, that her fiance had dated in the past. Allegedly, according to reports, I want to be careful, he was actually still seeing his ex-girlfriend, as well as Maya at the same time. At some point, it's very clear that Maya knew about this, because according to the reports and according to the evidence, she, Maya, and this other woman, they exchange messages, text messages, social media. Now, I want to be careful, because sometimes we have to talk about things, and I'm not trying to shame the victim or blame the victim. What I'm trying to do with everything in me, I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying for us to learn some lessons from Maya's tragedy. And that is, once there is any, even a hint, evidence that there is some kind of conflict with another woman. I just said this on the last episode, how people get killed every day. Every day. I'm talking about every day. 366 days out of a year. People get killed because of things like this. Once there is a suspicion and there is evidence that a man that you're involved with has other women on the side, or the exes that he has dated or married or whatever is coming up, please, please, I beg of you, let him go. Let that other woman know you can have him. I don't want to deal with this. It's okay. I'm out. Let it go. Because now Maya's children are motherless. They don't have a mother, and she had 8 children. She is gone. A family is grieving. And the family of the alleged killer, they went to the judge and said that their member, their family member, is not eating and sleeping in jail. Let her out on bond. And they let her out on bond. Now, here's what's interesting. According to the report that I showed, they all were at this club in South Carolina at the same time. The guy was there. He had a gun. The lady was there that he had dated before. She had a gun, clearly. And Maya was there without a single weapon. And she's gone. And that's what you have. And what I really believe, and what I wonder, I'm going to do a new podcast, y'all, where I ask questions. I'm not going to tell you the title because I thought it was a cute title. Is I wonder why he wanted to date Maya. And I'm willing to bet that he wanted to date Maya because Maya was successful. And she had a lot going on. And that's what these people do. Now, my daughter had me rolling because I didn't know about this term, but there's a term called hobosexuals, where people who don't have anything and they're not doing anything, they purposely get with women, and they're willing to marry women, get with women to live off of that woman's goodness and stability and whatever. They want to really live off of the woman. And again, what you have to do when you realize that someone is, you know, a two-timer, or, you know, you've got men now, in so many cases out here where men, you know, they sleep with other men, they other sleep with other women while they're in a relationship with you. What you simply have to do, and I know this is not easy sometimes, you have to let them go. You don't have to hate them. You really don't even have to judge their behavior because you're not God. You don't have a heaven or hell to put them in. But what you have to do is say, I'll pass. Feel free to sleep with as many people as you want to, but I'm not going to be in that rotation. I am not going to risk my life because of your sexual whatever, perversion, whatever, you know, debauchery. It's so much going on, lasciviousness. It's a lot of crazy stuff out there right now. And I'm telling you, it's not new. Nothing is new under the sun. But now, because of social media and media in general, it's more of it is exposed. You hear about more of it. There are some people into some really dark things. And I'm telling you what I know. You have to let go because you're risking your life. You're risking your life, beautiful daughter. Number one, I told you, disease. You got a man that's sleeping with other men and women, and then they sleep with you. You're risking your life of getting something where you're going to end up in the doctor's office, or you may have something terminal. You may have to take medication. There's so many issues with that. And this is a common thing. People find themselves because, again, I'm going to say this over and over again. When a man does not fear God, when he hates God, because what really it is, and this is kind of strong, but if you start to pull back the layers of it, really what men do is they really hate God. And they really hate God for giving them the responsibility of being a shepherd over their families and having to protect their families and protect their wives and their wife and their children. They don't want that responsibility. It is hard. But what they don't know is if they focus on that responsibility, there is a blessing. And I'm talking about what I know. There is a blessing that goes with that. See, traditionally, religion has taught these bad things. They've misinterpreted the Bible. They've misused the Bible in a way that has taught men that women and everything is supposed to revolve around them. But in actuality, what God did was made the man to take care of the woman or help the woman, empower the woman and his children. And that is what he does. And when men are a reflection of what he is, then it's a blessing that goes beyond what you could ever imagine to think. And I've seen it on men who do it. Every man that I know who has done that, who has been faithful, who has taken care of their children, who has loved his wife, the one wife, those men have a special, a blessing, an anointing on them. And I'm telling you, their health is better. They live longer. They look better. They have more. They're happier. They're healthier. All these things. And so you have to understand, if a man hates God, he's not going to do right by you. Because if he doesn't fear God, you see, people, you know what, I just believe that God, you know, some people get their kicks off of this. They like this. They like when women are fighting over them and all this drama. They really get some kind of sick high from it because it makes them feel like they're so special and they're raggedy butts. They don't even get it. Listen, let them go. I know sometimes, you know, there's an old saying, there's an old proverb. African proverb, when your hand is in the lion's mouth, ease it out. Sometimes it's not easy to walk away from these things because you do have mental illness. You have a, you know, a spiritual stuff going on. There's spiritual darkness in these people. And that's why they're doing what they're doing all the time. And so what you have to do, though, you're in a situation like that where you can't just walk away, you can't get the person out of your house, you have to come up with a strategy to get out. Because if you don't, you're risking your life, you're risking your health, you're risking your finances, you're risking so much, and it is simply not worth it. And here's the thing, and I know this is hard. I get it. You know, my daughter always says, well, Mom, no, you don't get it. I know it's hard to be forced because it really is something you have to do. Some of us have to do. It's hard to be forced to live a life of celibacy and singleness because there's nobody out there for you. There's nobody, you know, there's nobody available. Nobody is available. Nobody is willing to do what God requires. I know that's hard. I get it. I totally get it. But you have to make peace that God's will is perfect. And if he wants you to be in a relationship, it's not going to be with a dishonorable man. It's going to be with a man who fears him, who cherishes you, who knows your value, who knows your worth, and he's going to be grateful for you. And he's going to treat you with kindness and love and respect. And that sounds idealistic, but it is possible. And I do see it, you know, I don't see it often. I know a couple of people where it is real. It is a real thing. I have an aunt and uncle, and it's real. And to see it up close and personal is so beautiful. But if that doesn't exist for you, like he's not just in your life, you have to make peace. Okay, God, I'm going to focus on other things. In this case, Maya had 8 children. Spend all your time. You have children, focus on your children. Focus on I'm sorry, y'all, I heard somebody's alarm. Focus on developing yourself, going back to school, you know, making your business more successful. Just invest in the things that are critical to make you feel good and happy. You just have to shift your focus. Ideally, yes, we want to be in these romantic relationships. We want somebody to cherish us and appreciate us and be faithful and all that. Well, if it doesn't exist, I say don't complain about it. I know that's something that happens too sometimes. Don't bash men. That, you know, they are what they are. They have their issues. But just recognize who they are and then let it go. Let them go. Maya is gone and her children are motherless. And it's what I said. You know, I was thinking about when I finished that episode last night I think I titled that The Truth About Relationships or The Truth About Fidelity in Relationships or something like that. What I didn't talk about in that last episode that I want to talk a little bit about now is about how infidelity affects children. Because it's so interesting that I would think about that last night and I was like, okay, that episode really wasn't complete. Maybe I need to do a part 2. And then for me to wake up and see this story, here's a woman, and many women go through this. They die, they leave all these children because of these kind of love triangles and infidelity and all kinds of issues. But what a lot of men don't understand is that God loves children. He has a very, very special place in his heart for little people. Because when you're little and you're innocent, that is when you can really, really believe in the power of God. You haven't been tarnished and you know, turn cynical because of the world and all the things you see. And so it's so important for us, important for our children to see good examples. As an educator, I realize that, and I try to be really careful. No, I'm not perfect, and I have made mistakes. I tell you, I have. In 32 years, I've made some mistakes. But I'm always have this hyper awareness of that, that these are children. These are somebody's children. And now sometimes I know that their viewpoint is skewed. You know, they don't have the best attitude, teenagers, hormones, all that stuff. And they don't, I'm one of those people where I'm really teaching every day. So sometimes that teacher who's teaching and has high expectations and really has a high level of instruction and expect a high level of engagement, that's hard for some people. They've been just given worksheets and stuff. But I'm talking about how you treat them and their humanity, like giving them respect and loving them. And what I was thinking about with infidelity, because remember yesterday I talked about the minister who slept with 20 different women in his congregation. Well, I don't know if all of the women were in his congregation, but this man is married. He's a minister. And he had 20 different women outside of his marriage. By his own admission, by the way, this is something that he said. So this is not allegedly anymore. But I was thinking about the fact that this couple, they had 3 children. And just in general, so many children suffer because when men go outside of their family, their, you know, relationship, their one monogamous relationship, all the money and energy is taken away from the children. And children don't need a father. They don't need a mother. They need a good father and they need a good mother. And so, you know, it takes money to cheat. And I know people who, instead of paying child support, are wanting to help pay for their child to have just basic needs. They go out and they buy porn. They go to the strip club. They go out and get them prostitutes. They go out there and have to, you know, pay for other women. And they are resentful when you say, hey, I just want you to pay, you know, for lunch, or, you know, and they won't do that. And then when you have to go to a lawyer or to a court to get child support, they're mad with you. Literally, they're upset that they had to help you pay for food and shelter and clothing and all the things that a child needs. And what's deep is that whatever they're paying is literally like a small percentage of what all the things you have to pay to maintain that child's safety and health and well-being. But they're upset that they have to pay that small portion because that's taking a little bit out of their budget for their porn. That's how sick our world has become. And on the flip side of that, I was thinking about this. This is why you have to let go. And I said, you know, I'm going to keep saying this, let them go, because that's unhealthy for your children to be around. That's unhealthy for your child to see. One of the greatest gifts that we can give our children is the gift of good examples. It's the most powerful gift. It's not about what you say. It's really about what they see you do. What they see you do in good situations and what they see you do in bad situations and how you respond. It's the greatest gift. Your children do not need to see you in relationships. I'm talking about what I know, where you're being mistreated, you're being disrespected, you're being abused or used, and you're treated like trash and dirt. They don't need to see that debased kind of living in front of you. So sometimes it's a blessing when they're not there. Because when these men, like I said before, they will take their money, the money that God has blessed them with, to feed their children, to clothe their children, to help. And they have never bought their child a pair of shoes, never bought their child a coat, never bought their child anything, didn't send them a birthday card, a Christmas card, just even if they had just put $20 in it. And they're mad because you demand, hey, I, you know, pay a little something. And again, what they pay is a small fraction of what you really have to pay. That's the sickness of the world. And people get killed like that too, because there are so many cases where they wanted to be able to have their money to go out and do whatever they want. Like, again, they want to buy their porn and buy their, go to the strip club and sleep with their men and women. And so they're mad because you say, hey, just give me a little. Let them go. Let them go for your children's sake. And it doesn't have to be an angry kind of dramatic and aggressive thing. It just needs to say, you know what? Daddy's sick. He's got some things going on. And when he gets better, you know, maybe one day he'll get better. And maybe one day you all can have a relationship. But most of the time, they don't get better. Because to get better means you have to look in the mirror. For all of us, to get better means you have to take full ownership of your good and your evil. And that is hard. And to get better means you can't reconcile with people before you reconcile with God. You have to reconcile with God because he's the one, he's the judge. He's the one with the heaven or hell to put you in. We're going to leave this earth. And I really believe, not to be morbid, I really believe that our soul will have to give an account for all that we have done and we said and we thought. And that is why people need to work that out with God first. Sometimes people, you know, they're, you know, and again, the delusion that, you know, they're mad at you thinking you've done something when their child has unfortunately had to see you, that man, mistreat their mother. Those children had to see this man mistreat their mother, disrespect her, lie, cheat, you know, all kinds of issues and pervert. It's just so much. And I'm saying, well, all I'm saying to you is let go. Let go and let God. You can pray for people. And if, you know, you feel compelled to do that, pray for people. Let them go. And don't have any ill will towards them, but just let them go. And let God deal with them. Because if you stay and you try to deal with them, number one, and this is what I didn't talk about in that last episode, and I wanted to talk about, not only are you going to suffer, but also your children will suffer because they will see the examples. Then they will have to be motherless when he is poisoning you and hurting you or physically hurting you or trying to kill you and cheating on you and all these different evil things. Your child will not have you, and they and your children need you. And so that's why you just have to let them go. Again, and it's nothing you can do. You know, there are a lot, some people, like right now, if you go on YouTube or you on social media, you know, you got different people out here. They flat, you know, they try to give relationship advice. And a lot of these people, they give this advice to women mainly, as, and they say things like, well, you know, if you just do this, if you lose weight, if you change your hair, if you stop fussing, if you do that, you know. And here's the thing, and this is what I don't want any woman, young, old, middle-aged, I don't let you ever forget. None of that matters to a man that hates God. You can be the most beautiful person in the world, inside and out. Your skin can be flawless. Your teeth can be flawless. Your hair can be beautiful. Your eyes, you can be fit. It's people that's never been fat a day in their lives, and they have been cheated on, lied to, mistreated and abused and killed. So all of those things that people, and this is usually men saying this, those are lies, because nothing you do when a man hates God is going to matter. You can be the most loyal to him. Love that man unconditionally. When I say unconditionally, unconditionally, take the good, the bad, and the ugly. And guess what? Because he hates God, he cannot know your worth. Because if he had a relationship with God, he would know who you are. He would know that you are one of the apples of God's eyes, and that you should be treated with love and respect and dignity, and that he can be faithful if he would focus on trying to love you and be honorable and to his children or his child. You know, it's not going to happen. So I just want to say this, because there's a lot of people making money. Really, it's sad to say, they're selling women dreams. They're just basically, they're selling women hope. That, oh, if you just do this and you just do that, you change your hair, you lose weight, you don't say this, you say that, you know, all of these different things. And guess what? for everything that they, and they got a long list. No wonder the women are going nuts and just going crazy. So they got this long list of stuff, and you trying to go down a list of 20 things, and guess what? It's not going to work, and it's not going to matter. Because the only way a man can honor you and respect you and love you and treat you the way you need to be treated is when he fears the Most High God. Now, he's going to have that fear at some point. Because at some point, most women, if they have any sense and they have any self-respect, and you're just not able to take, you might be able to take, you know, sometimes we'll take things for a while because we really, because again, some people argue that it's bad religious teaching, or you forgive, you take, you have long suffering. But see, you can only have that for a person who has genuine remorse and is trying to evolve. And you're saying, okay, I'm helping you. I'm gonna, you know, I'm with you. I'm supporting you. That doesn't usually happen because most men, they're gonna deny it. If you confront them about anything that they did, they're gonna deny it, or they're not gonna remember it, or they're gonna trivialize it. So you can't heal that way. See, the only way that a man can reconcile with God is he's got to be honest. If he can't be honest with you, that's one thing. But he got to be honest with God. So if he is willing to deny and deny and deny, oh, I didn't do it, or they don't remember that, or that's not how I remember, you cannot get healing. Let them go. Let them go. You have to pray because it's painful, because sometimes we love people and they are not the most honorable people, but for whatever the reason, we love them. You have to pray for God to heal you, to help you move on, because sometimes it's not easy, to help you recover, because usually in a situation like that, you lose a lot. You lose yourself. You lose your dignity. And let me tell you, when you get a certain age, you know, midlife crisis is real, because you start remembering stuff. And at a certain point, when you're mature, it's not even about what that person did. It's not about what a man did. It's what you allowed. It's what you accepted. It's the situation that you created, because you create the life that you have. And so I just want to encourage you. The victim, again, this was just an example of many, of thousands and thousands, you know, pray for the family of this young lady, 30 years old, and she's gone. And she's gone because of the very thing that I've been talking about. When you have men who cheat, or they have multiple partners and they sleep with, they're in one relationship, they sleep with other men and women, they put your life at risk. And again, if you want, it's wonderful now, I guess, if a man could find a whole bunch of women or men agree to this thing, but that's usually not the case, because that's dangerous. You know, it's unnatural, because it's unnatural because of how we are made. And so that's not going to work. And so the bottom line is, since you can't change anyone, you can't change anyone, you're not going to change a man, you have to change yourself. And you have to let go and let God and just find a way to be happy no matter what. Find a way, and God will help you, where you can be happy regardless of your marital status. You know, one of the things I used to say is that being with a man is not like going to buy a coat. You know, if you wanted a coat, you could, you know, I want a leather coat, I want to be black, I wanted to have this, pockets or whatever. You could do that. You could just go somewhere, Neiman Marcus, Macy's, wherever you want to go, Walmart, you can go and get your coat. Getting a man is not like that. You don't determine your marital status. These people that are walking around here acting like you can control that, you can't. Because if a man won't do right and you got good sense, you can't be with somebody that's sick. So, you know, you don't have to hate them, though. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to wish ill on them. But you can't be with them, because then again, you and your children will suffer. So let them go. Y'all, I'm going to take a break. I'm taking a little hiatus, but I just saw this story and I had to share it. And I pray that it blessed you and that it saves your life, beautiful daughters. Well, this was another episode of Bad Thought Therapy. I'm Cherie Hardy. Peace and abundant blessings to you. Take care.